Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. All of your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Next question. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not a lot likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I will vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Repeat.
Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you'll be voting on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse improve a new property tax of 0.65 mil, translated to 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value, for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. And would you say you definitely vote no or probably?
No.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked about this same proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you say you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
No, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you still vote no against it or yes in favor?
No.
Definitely no still?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or number four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. What number do you prefer?
Four.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, making housing more affordable. Two, improving public education and local schools. Number three, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Number four, controlling growth and development. Number five, protecting water quality and water supply. Number six, reducing traffic and congestion. Number seven, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Number eight, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Number nine, improving local roads and infrastructure. Or number 10, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending.
Number eight.
Number eight. Okay, thank you so much. Next, you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Grand Traverse County government, are you very favorable towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART, T-A-R-T Trails?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about your city or township government?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Do not trust.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. To promote local economic development?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about to plan and construct new trails?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about to protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Next question. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Strongly disapprove.
Which one is are you more do you think is more important, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each of the following make you more likely, less likely to support this approval, this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
Well, that's unlikely.
Okay, thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Much more likely, somewhat, some less, or much less?
More likely.
Much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Much more?
Strongly.
Much more?
Yes.
Okay. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures that the funds are administered to their intended purposes.
It doesn't matter.
No difference? Okay. Thank you. Next. Now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason as to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Borman Lake Loop Trail and the TART, T-A-R-T Trail, are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal makes no difference. Okay. Next. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no different?
No different.
Okay, next. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free of ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Don't matter to me.
Okay, next. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and the future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Don't matter to me.
Okay, next. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
It don't matter to me.
Okay, no difference. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
No difference.
Okay. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
No different.
Okay. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Don't matter to me.
Okay. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
No different to me.
Okay, thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Less likely.
Less likely. Not too convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Grand Traverse County's trails network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. Next. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting no or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. You'll be giving now some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all, or no difference?
Convincing.
Very?
Yes.
Thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Very convincing.
Very convincing, okay. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
Very convincing.
Thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Very convincing.
Thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Very convincing.
Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Very convincing, but we got to get rid of Biden first.
Okay, good. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay. And would you say you definitely or probably vote no?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is in your own words and a small statement, please.
I don't have any.
Anything that comes to your mind randomly?
That we get rid of Biden and most of the crooked politicians, we'd be better off.
Okay.
Spend the money locally instead of send it to other countries.
Okay. Thank you. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local street roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvements millage beginning with the December of 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote back in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Which political party are you affiliated with? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school.
High school, okay, thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Owned.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What is your main racial background? White, Caucasian, African American, Asian American, Hispanic, or other?
White.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one. Thank you.